Unit 4.7, Exercise 1, page 116. Speaker A.
Shopping in a bazaar means bargaining to get a reasonable price. That's the way they do business there. When I asked for the stall owner's best price for a picture I liked, he named a ridiculous sum. I laughed and offered him much less. When I stuck to my price, he got angry and called me a cheap tourist. I got angry too and walked away. But I learnt later that in local currency I had been offering not £10 but 10 pence. No wonder the man was annoyed.
Speaker B.
I'm a shopaholic. So when visiting my sister in the city, she took me to an area she called a shopper's paradise. Sadly, everyone had the same idea that day, and the streets were flooded with shoppers. I was so jostled and pushed in the couple of shops I did manage to get into that I couldn't wait to get home. After that exhausting experience, I think I'll forget shopping next time and just relax with my family.
Speaker C.
We had been exploring the city all day and needed a break. So when the kids spotted a small ice cream shop, it seemed like a good idea. The large selection of flavours and toppings was impressive, and the children got very excited. Then I caught sight of the prices. €4 a scoop. I just couldn't believe it. Anyway, by that time, the kids were so eager, I just couldn't let them down. Good thing I had some extra cash on me that day.
Speaker D.
Just as I got to the airport, I remembered it was my niece's birthday the next day. I had to bring her back a present, and the only thing I could find was a little doll. You could feed it with a bottle, and it cried when it was hungry. In desperation, I bought it. But when my niece opened her gift the next day, the bottle was missing. She liked it anyway, but that's the last time I buy expensive toys from the airport.
Speaker E.
I just had room for my last-minute purchase in my suitcase. It was a large, tall, and expensive crystal vase for my mother. I packed it carefully so it wouldn't break. It was only when I was checking my travel documents that I realised I had no cash left. I had spent it all on the vase. That meant I couldn't take a taxi to the airport, but fortunately I still had a travel card to use on the underground. It meant lugging a heavy suitcase around, though.
Speaker F.
I never really understood the attraction of shopping. To me, it was always just a chore and a bore. Then I met Jenny. She took me round the new shopping mall, and it was quite an eye-opener. I felt as if I was stepping into a whole new fantasy world. It was so enjoyable that I began to understand why people go shopping for recreation. Alluring shops help you forget all your problems for a while.